glad that your Redeemer lives. Praise God. Thank the Lord for the Word of God and for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do give everyone a warm welcome this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name that is above, far above every other name. May the Lord bless each one this evening. Praise God. And we really enjoyed the Word this morning. I believe our brother was inspired. I believe it was a word from the Lord, and then the Holy Spirit confirmed it. And we thank God for that. And whatever was said, believe it. Do it. Do what God says. Obey my word and you'll prosper. That's what God says, isn't it? Praise God. And also, for myself and Brother John, we want to thank everyone that gave this morning for the Lord's work. And pray for us as we prepare to go to Australia, and our brother John as well, till America. We need your prayers, praise God, and we need the Lord's help. I was looking in the back of this Bible, and I'd wrote in the back of this Bible in 2014. And that's when me and my dad went to Australia. And it says we did 17 services in Australia in 2014. And 13 people were saved in 2013. So we give God all the praise and all the glory. And the Lord is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Praise God. Tonight, the subject I was going to preach on, I'm not preaching on. But I have someone else that I want to share with you. And I want to say for the very outset, for those that's listening in, and if you think it's too warm in here, maybe a brother can turn the blower down one or two. You're all right. Say amen. Everybody's all right. It's not too hot. Mostly too cold, but it's not. Praise God. We don't want the cold when we want the warm, don't we? Praise God. So everything's all right. But I want to say tonight, I'm not a healer. Because when you're preaching healing, a lot of preacher people mock and they say, are you a healer? But you never hear anybody asking the boy that preaches on getting saved, are you a savior? Amen. Well, I'm not a savior and I'm not a healer, but the one I'm going to be preaching about is both. Amen. He's a savior and he's a healer. And I'm going to be talking about that tonight, praise God. Looking at the word of God for healing. And we want to look at Exodus 15 verse 26. Let's look at God's word concerning sickness and infirmity to the children of Israel and the route to the promised land. And then we need to see what God says. And remember that the word of God is given for our admiration. And these things are written that we can look at them and take courage from them. Praise God. Exodus 15 verse 26. And those that's tuned in tonight, we do give you a warm welcome. And I believe God is going to heal people. What do you think of that?
Amen.
And there's no point me preaching it if I don't believe it. But I believe it. That God's going to touch somebody tonight. Verse 26 of Exodus 15. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all the statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let's bow our heads this evening. And I've heard also that Mrs. Anderson's a lot better. Praise God for that. Father in heaven, we bow before you tonight in the name of thy lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we're such a privileged people tonight. Even as we heard this morning, you want us to praise you, to boast in you, for you are Almighty God. There's no other gods beside thee, for all others are wood, hay, and stubble. But thou art Almighty God. And you're worthy to be praised. We magnify your name. We speak your name over the people tonight. The name that's above every name. The name of Jesus Christ. We plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And we pray for liberty in this house. And we pray for liberty in every home. And upon everyone that will hear your word. We know that your word will not return void unto you. But it'll accomplish that which you send it to and prosper therein it. Bless your word, for it is blessed. Heal the sick. on the afflicted tonight as they hear the word of God. I come against every spirit of infirmity, every work of the devil, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for the loosing of the Spirit of God upon your people. Lord, I pray this evening the Holy Ghost will take this word and confirm it with signs and with wonders and with divers miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Lord, stretch forth thy hand and heal the sick in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I take the Holy Spirit in your name to help me. I need your help, Lord. But I thank you, it's provided, and I take it by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, undertake for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Here we see in this statement right from the start, one of the redemptive names of God. I am Jehovah Rapha. This is a redemptive name of the Lord. This is, I am the Lord. I am the great physician. I am the great healer. God is saying, I am a healer. God is saying, I am a physician. Now I'll tell you, there's no greater physician than the Lord tonight. The Lord is the greatest physician. What a wonderful universal promise regarding physical or mental trouble of any kind this is here this evening. There are about 3 million Israelites to whom Jehovah gave this promise. 3 million. And you know the Bible says there wasn't a sick one amongst them. You know when they crossed over the Red Sea, and the Bible says there wasn't a feeble one amongst them. And Moses at 120 years of age, the Bible says, is not even as I was dimmed. And he's 120. That's the power of God. Now if you were to follow the children of Israel and look at them, how the Lord preserved them and how the Lord kept them, the Bible says their shoes never even wasted at their feet for 40 years. My, I can tell you, someone, you wouldn't get a pair of shoes like that today. Sure you wouldn't. That would last 40 years. If you were to really walk in shoes a lot and wear them a lot, I don't know how long you'd get out of a good pair of shoes and what they'd cost you, but they don't think they'd last 40 years unless you kept them polished, never used them. But if you were to use them, the soles would wear off them to start with, wouldn't they? You'd need new soles on them. But they didn't need new soles on them because they were supernaturally preserved by God. He gave them fresh manna every morning. And the Bible says they drank the water from the rock, and Paul tells us in the New Testament that rock was Christ. Thank God for the living water. Jehovah gave this promise, and it was meant for every one of them, and every one of them accepted it personally. The psalmist David tells us in Psalms 105, verse 37, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not a feeble person among their tribes. Not only did God bring them out with this physical blessing and healing, but he blessed them financially. That's what this means here. Some people pray you're preaching a prosperity gospel. Well, I'll tell you, there is God's prosperity. There's a prosperity of God. Now, you can't take this out here, what it says. You have to say it the way it says it here. They come out with silver and gold and health. They were wealthy and healthy. Praise God. Isn't that what was said this morning? Somebody prayed it in here in the service. Wealthy and healthy. God can give you spiritually, physically, and financially, because he says he'll supply all your needs with his riches in Christ Jesus. Praise his name. Now I want you to see, remember, in these benefits, when we study the word of God, we look at the word of God, which is God's revelation to each and every one of us, looking at the word, studying the word. That's God's revelation to each and every one of us, showing us God's will. God's word is God's will. Now I'm going to say a thing I've been saying for years, and it's right, so I'm going to keep on saying it. Testament is an old English word for will. So when you read New Testament, you're reading the new will. And in the new will, God has written in his will what's for me and you. And when we read the will of God says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul does prosper. The will says, if you lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover. That's what the will says in Mark 16. In James it says, call the elders of the church, and they'll pray over the sick, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And if they committed sins, they shall be forgiven, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. That's the will of God. God's will is God's word. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Psalms 103, verse 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. I tell you, that's a big scope tonight, what he can heal. Amen. I'm going to go one further. There's nothing that God can't heal. There's nobody that God can't save, and there's nobody that God can't heal. He's able to save all that'll come, and he's able to heal all that'll come. He's a Savior healer and a baptizer of the Holy Ghost, and he is the coming King. We believe it tonight. As long as Jesus Christ will forgive all manner of sins, he will heal all manner of disease. As long as Jesus Christ is a sin forgiver, he is a sickness healer. Hallelujah. Both sin and sickness are hateful in his sight. He was, is, and always will be willing to heal the sick as he is willing to forgive the sinful. Anyone that will come to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me, the Lord will forgive them. David, we heard about David this morning, and David made terrible mistakes, but the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. Why? Because he repented. He repented. When David did wrong, he was sorry for it. And he asked the Lord to forgive him, and the Lord forgave him. He even told the prophet, your sins are forgiven you. Now what Nathan said to him, he's willing to forgive and he's willing to heal. The benefits which foretold of Christ coming into the world, says the psalmist David, were salvation for the sinful and healing for the sick. This is the benefits in Psalms 103. He'd forgive all your iniquities and heal all your diseases. Let's remind ourselves again what the word of God says, forgetting all of his benefits. Many have forgotten the benefits. Who healeth all thy diseases. A lot of people think it's a sidetrack to preach this. They think it's not important to preach it. But if people's sick, they need to hear it preached. Because faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. When you hear preaching and healing, you'll have faith to be healed. Just like when you hear preaching on salvation, you'll have faith to be saved. For by grace through faith are you saved. Thank God tonight. There's many a denomination don't preach it and don't believe it, but that won't affect the truth. It still remains the truth. These great benefits of truth from the Word of God have been forgotten by many people today. Man-made sayings and man-made ideas, but we want, thus saith the truth, because the truth will make you free. Let me read you this great statement here, a quotation tonight. From a message called the Great Commission. Christ used about 80% of his ministry on divine healing and drawed his crowds together and declared his messiahship and then called them to repentance. We're trying to run the gospel in the same manner that it was when he was here, because he's Hebrews 13 and 8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's hear it again. Every promise in the Word of God is a direct revelation to us of what God's will is for us. He has promised to heal our diseases, and therefore he can and will heal our diseases. If we had not said it, if he hadn't have said it, he wouldn't have meant it. But he said it and he meant what he said. We can't alter it. It's written. Therefore we must say amen to it. Let every man be a liar, God's word be the truth. And it's written in the Word of God. But he did promise to heal our diseases, so we must believe it. Take God at his word. Take it as direct revelation from God for you. Then when you take it, you need to act upon it. I've asked the Lord to heal me on many occasions. Had an awful pain in my knee this morning. It's limping when I come in here this morning, you know. My left foot and my knee was sore all morning. It's limping about and everything. And then I was going to get ready to preach tonight. Then I felt the preaching healing. And as sure as you do that, the devil will say, there you are. And then I said back to him, here you are. There's someone you see he's forgot. I have an advocate. And I have a high priest. And there's someone else what James says, let him that's sick pray that he may be healed. That's exactly what I done. And the knee's not sore the night no more. That's the truth. Jesus is a healer. He's a healer. Healed with his stripes, Isaiah 53. Many people, the old preachers called it the fifth gospel. Isaiah 53. Let's read it again that we rehearse and remind us. It is good to hear the word of God. There's a blessing even to read God's word. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, thus his wounds, we are healed. Jesus Christ has paid the full price 2,000 years ago. I don't have to pay the price. I'm not a healer, and I don't need to be. He is. I'm here to represent him because he represents me. Did you get that? I'm here to represent him because he represents me. He's even praying for you. Praying for you. He intercedes for you. There can be no doubt of the prophet's Isaiah statement as we see it in the gospel as well in Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. I tell you, people, I've heard people saying for years, I'd love to be in Brother So-and-so's meetings, but I'd love to have been there when Jesus was here. Would you not have? That's a meeting I'd want to be in. Amen. And then we need to believe the Lord's here. For two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst of us. And that to bless us. God wants to bless you tonight. That it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare. That means he carried them. If you bear something, you carry it. He carried them the whole way to the cross. And he bared it on his all on his own. He carried it that you could be loosed of it. Amen? That you could be loosed free of it. Jesus carried it for you. If Christ has borne our sicknesses and pains, Isaiah 53 verse 4 says he has, and has took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, Matthew 8, 17, then that proves that what he did, we don't need to bear them anymore. If he carried them and he burned them, we can be loosed from them. We don't need to carry the thing he carried for us. Let me say it in a very simple way this evening. If I had a bag here tonight, in my hand, a physical bag, I don't have a bag, but I had a bag in my hand, and I said to one of these young fellas, I want you to bear my bag, to carry my bag. We'll go from here to the back, and one of you lads, carry my bag. Now, if you were to watch us and Elijah here, Isaac carried my bag, I'm no longer carrying it. Is that right? I've given it to one of them and they've carried it for me. I'm not carrying it because they're carrying it. And Jesus has carried and buried your sicknesses and you don't have to carry it. He's carried it for you. You can be released from it. Don't carry it anymore. Give it to the Lord. And the Lord will carry it. Hallelujah. Oh, you know the Lord doesn't want even better than that. He carries me and you. For the Bible says he beareth us up on his shoulders. Just like the shepherd carries the wee lamb. Maya the shepherd gets a wee lamb away out from the mother somewhere and struggling, and a fox or someone's going to get it, and he bears it up over his neck and his shoulders, and he carries it back to the flock. And the Bible says he left the 99, and he went after the one. My dear friend, this evening Jesus went the whole way for you, and he loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. And he'd bear you up on his shoulders and he'd carry you back to safety. Hallelujah. Out of harm's way. I tell you, he's our vicarious atonement. Now, I'm using that word instead of substitute. There's more punch with it, I think. It doesn't belittle it, does it? He's our vicarious atonement. You know, he bled and he died for me and you on the cross. He took our place. He stood in our room and he stood in our stead. And he's born him in our place and he sets us free. You see how God's word reveals God's will. If God wanted some of us to be sick, then surely Jesus would not have borne our sicknesses and our pains. Why would he carry them if we're to carry them? Why would Jesus say that his blood cleanses us from sins if he wants us to remain with the sin? He doesn't want us to remain with sin. He wants us, our sins, to be forgiven. Gone. Into the sea of God's forgetfulness. No longer. To be remembered against us no more. And the same Lord carries our sicknesses. We don't have to bear them. But since Christ could say, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." Isn't that what he said? It reads even further. It's written of me, I come in the volume of a book. To do thy will, O God, you find in the Hebrews. Remember, Jesus was the Word, John 1, verse 1. You see, your brother brought someone out wonderful this morning. He said, there's other sons, but Jesus is special, unique. The only begotten of the Father. Not only that, he was the Word. No other man you can say about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He's the God-man. He's God. Manifested in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy. You know, if you destroy someone, it's finished. Amen? If you destroy it, it's finished. Jesus finished the devil's work on the cross, if we could but catch it. He's defeated. Christ is the victor. And he done it for me and you. Hallelujah. Praise God. God fully revealed the word. It's God's will to heal because the word says so. You know, I even preached a sermon on it. I think I preached it in Australia. One of the times I was over, say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say you're saved. Why? Because Jesus said, if you confess me before man, I'll confess you before my Father in heaven. You need to say so. Say I'm healed. Oh, but I don't feel healed. I never asked you about how you felt. Like the wee woman said to me, you're saved because you feel saved. There's a quite a lot of times you wouldn't feel saved. But you're not saved because you feel saved. You're saved because the word of God says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's why you're saved. Oh, but I made mistakes. Who hasn't? Only the Lord. That's why we need him. You know, I was thinking when a brother preached this morning, I heard Leslie Hale. Me and my father went down, you know, till I can't remember the name of the place. You know, down below Glengormley there, for he had the tabernacle. And some years ago, he came back here to Northern Ireland. I'd never heard the man, and I went with my dad just to hear him. And you know what he preached on, brother? Him. Now, you know what it says in your hymn book? Him. And he preached a sermon from the title of the hymn book. And he said, hymn means to hum him. I tell you, it was some message. I never forgot it. Hum him. Hum him. Hum the Lord. We heard about praising him and worshiping this morning. It's him that we want to be hymning and humming. The Lord. Hum him. Now you might think, what did I tell that? But the world hums and hymns a whole lot of nonsense. And they talk about rapping. Many's ever heard of the rapping. I hate the stuff. Even I heard there's even people in churches today that rap. It's called rap gospel. I've never heard tell of it. It's not in the Bible. Philip never did rap gospel. He preached Christ. Didn't have rap gospels. Absolute rubbish. I believe in the old-fashioned preaching. Amen. There's no rapping gospel in the Bible. But this business they had today, and they go over all this nonsense and a few words over and over. You notice some of these songs today is repeated and repeated and repeated. That's because it's a brainwashing program. But we want a word-washing program. Because when you repeat the word of God, somebody says you're just repeating it. Oh, but there's something different when you repeat God's word. God's word cleans you. It washes you. It makes you pure. Jesus says you're clean through the words I've spoken unto you. You're now clean. Hallelujah. Commanded to heal. Commanded to heal. Since we're looking unto God to receive faith for healing, we would benefit greatly by considering the fact Jesus Christ was always ready and willing to heal the sick as he was to save the sinful. He was ready to do both. Lord, if thou wilt. Jack Cole preached a great sermon on that. Lord, if thou wilt. For the man came to the Lord and he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me whole. And Jesus says, I will. And Jack Cole said that Jesus corrected the wrong theology that fella had learned. Because that fella had learned, if you will, and Jesus corrected it and he put in, I will. Not if you will, I will. Amen. Amen. The Lord corrected it. So many seem to think when you preach on healing, it's a sideline issue of the word of God. But when we look at the last 3 years and a half of the ministry of Jesus Christ, 85% of it was divine healing. The Bible says great multitudes followed him and he healed every one of them. Somebody said that was Jesus. All right, what about Paul on the island of Melita? And they brought the sick to him and he healed every one of them. And a snake jumped out and bit him and the people was going to worship him because they thought he was a god and Paul wouldn't let them do it. He preached Jesus. Amen. We must remember that every person Jesus Christ sent out was commanded to preach the gospel in the same way Jesus Christ preached it. Jesus Christ preached it and he demonstrated it. Matthew 10 verse 1, verse 7 and 8. My, this scripture's got me in so much trouble years ago. You were with me, Brother Jordan. One of the first times I did a wee meeting and I wanted posters made in a certain wee shop. And I went in with this scripture and I wrote out my wee thing what I wanted put on the billboard. And the wee woman said, we can't print that out. I said, it's the word of God. She said, that's only for the disciples. You're not allowed to use that scripture. I said, is that right? She said, it is. I said, well, just behind you on the shelf, I see a book called the dictionary. Can you please give me it? What do you want that for? I said, I'll show you it once you give me it. So she gave me a dictionary right in the shop. And I opened the dictionary at disciple. And a disciple means a follower of Jesus. And I says, I'm a follower of Jesus. So that makes me a disciple. So I'm using it. But she still wouldn't print it. Somebody else printed it. Amen. Wouldn't print it. Denied the word of God only for the disciples. Well, you see, I could have took other scriptures for that as well. Here's one. God's no respecter of persons. If God could use a disciple to do something 2,000 years ago, and he can't use a disciple today to do the same thing, that means he's changed. And if God has changed, then you have to rip out Malachi 3, verse 6 out of your Bible. I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. Then you have to go over to Hebrews 13 and 8 and take that out as well. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changed. But I believe his word tonight. And when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely have received, freely give. Jesus is still able to do it. Amen. Mark 3, verse 14 and 15. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. There's no word Jesus sent them forth to do the rob, but to preach. And to have power to heal sickness and cast out devils. Somebody said, but the power of the Holy Spirit was in them to do it. Well, if we get the same Holy Spirit, the power's on us to do it. And if it's not the same Holy Ghost, something's wrong. But I believe it's the same. Mark 6, verse 7 and 13. And he called unto them 12 and began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and cast out devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. Two by two. Praise God. Her brother Yule and brother George was out yesterday, two by two, out on the streets, preaching and giving out the tracts. Isn't that wonderful? Live witness. Over in Portydown. You know, many years ago, Jordy knows it, we were to go there one morning. That's the morning the bomb went off, and we were late. We were late. God kept us late. And the bomb had went off. And the big bank across the road, because I built that bank over the road, you know, with two fellas. That bank was all blown up and the windies and everything was out of it. And I set the coins in round that bank. I put every coin in them corners of that bank. You go over and pour it down and look at that bank. I set every coin in. Because you couldn't get a man out to do it, and I done it. Every coin. The two fellas I worked with told people, nobody believed it, that one man set them coins in them corners, but I done it. And I built that bank, but it's wonderful that we were late that morning. We'd have been standing just up a bit, and the bomb went off, but we were late. God makes no mistakes. Isn't that the truth, brother? Praise God. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Mark 16, verse 15 to 18. To every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, or speak with tongues. Glory to God. Why, the devil hates tongues. I love them. The devil doesn't like them. Amen. Amen. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall hurt them. They'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's the word of God. That's God's will we're reading. Luke 9:16. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils. So don't think you've no power over certain devils. It says all here. Amen. Amen. And to cure all disease. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Luke 10 verse 19. Behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, that's unclean devils. And over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When God's with you, nothing can be against you. When the Lord's with you, nothing can hurt you. When you know you're in God's will. That's the truth, you know. How many knows that? Mark 14. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is the words of Jesus Christ. He's not a liar now. He's the truth. He says that we must believe it. John 15, 7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. What about John 16, verse 18? And they said, therefore, what is this that he saith? A little while we cannot tell what he saith. You see, Jesus said, a little while the world shall see no more and more, but ye'll see me. For I'll be with you, even in you. You see, he sent the Holy Ghost back, didn't he, in his name. In his name, the promise of the Father, when the day of Pentecost has fully come, glory to God, suddenly there came a sound as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were, and cloven tongues of fire rested on them. The power came. And Peter, a man that stuttered and, you know, all sorts of stuff you could say he done. But God had a plan for him from the start. You could look at all Peter's mistakes. And you can major in all the mistakes, but God didn't see the end. God didn't see that. He seen the end, didn't he? The Lord could see the full picture, you see. And he knew what Peter was going to do. That's the same Peter that came up to the gate called Beautiful and said, "Silver and gold have we none. Such as we have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And the lame man was healed. And he danced up into the temple at the hour of prayer. Glory to God. Acts 1 verse 8. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." The Holy Ghost comes to give us power. To witness. Excuse me. The same commission in which Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, adding, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," also commanded us, saying, "The believer shall lay hands on the sick and they recover." Mark 16 says it. Verse 15 and 18. It appears to me, as long as the scripture to preach water baptism and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. And when you agree with me, the scriptures to preach water baptism, the scripture to preach salvation in the name of Jesus, then there's also scripture to preach healing. And I can give you the scriptures for salvation. I can give you the scriptures for water baptism. And I'm giving you scriptures tonight that God can heal. I'm not the baptizer. He is. I'm not the Savior. He is. I'm not the healer. He is. I'm representing him, but he's representing me. That's the thing about it. It's not what I can do, it's what he's already done. I'm going to say that again. It's not what I can do or what you can do, it's what he has already done for us. We heard this morning how Jonah said, "Once more will I look to your holy promise, Lord." And he knew what that prophet had said before him down the road. Her brother mentioned it. "If my people will humble themselves and turn back to my house, I'll hear them from heaven and answer them." Amen. And God can hear us tonight. Let me read you this tremendous statement from a message called "The Trial." "How can you people say that the apostolic age ceased? Where do you get it? How can a vine come out and bear today and can bear an orange this day and bear a pumpkin another day and it could change its life? And Malachi, the 3rd chapter, verse 6 says, 'God, I am the Lord thy God, I change not.' He's the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. If an orange tree bears oranges last year, it'll bear oranges this year. And if the Holy Spirit that was poured out in the day of Pentecost makes men speak with tongues and signs and wonders follow them, the same Holy Spirit will do the same thing in 2023. You know, the Lord's coming for a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled church. Did you know that? Isn't that great? Glory! Hallelujah. Faith is only believing. That's all it is. Believe. You only believe in what God would do, what he said he would do. You know what? God said in his word about healing the sick. Then that is the reason you can have faith for healing. Because God said it in his word he would do it. You can believe it. If it doesn't happen, it's not my fault. It's not your fault. God said he would do it. And you have to take God at his word. Now, I believe ultimately God knows the end from the beginning. And there's some things that happens that we can't explain. That's down to God. The secret things belong to the Lord. But we must take the word of God and preach it to all, just like we do salvation. But when you read God's will, the Bible is God's will. What somebody says in a denomination mightn't be God's will. But the Bible is God's word, and God's word is God's way, and God's word is God's will. What's it say in the will? Read the will. 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By his stripes we are healed." Then, since God is willing to heal the sick, then since God is willing to do all that, God is willing to do it, he can still do it today. Rather than some other time, God can do it right now. If he's willing to do it, he's willing to do it right now. When they came to Jesus, but sometimes Jesus tested them, didn't he? But ultimately he healed them. Isn't that right? And one man said, you don't even need to come under my roof, just speak the word and it'll happen. And the Lord said, do you hear this here? What this man said, I haven't seen so much great faith in all Israel. And the same hour the Lord spoke to him, a servant was healed. Speak the word. You know God can permit you to speak. Do you believe that tonight? God can sovereignly permit you to speak something, and God will back it up. He can do it. I believe it. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in accepted time, and the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Jesus Christ can save you today, and he can heal you today. Luke 5:17, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal. Present to heal. Many theologians have tried to reword this well. You know that. They want to make him the I was, not the I am. But he is the I am. You know, to rewrite a will is forgery. Do you know that?
Yes.
And when someone dies and leaves you the will, you can't change it. Whatever's written in the will to its brother so-and-so, left this or that, that's the will. It's as good as concrete. It's not what they say. It's as good as concrete. How many believes it's of no effect while the testator lives? But after the testator dead, then the will's in effect. That's what it says in Hebrews. Jesus Christ brought this will into full effect when he died on the cross. He made it good. You know the Bible says he could swear by no greater than he swore by himself, Hebrews. That by two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, that we might have strong consolation to lay hold on the hope set before us. God's will is God's word and God's way. Before leaving this world, Jesus left us the will. He left us the will. We must read the will. At Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ purchased all these benefits for every one of us. And even before the cross, there was attributes in God for healing. And I'm closing. Revelations 22, verse 18, 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. Leave it alone. Like a brother said this morning, there's a lot of versions of the Bible and they're not actually saying what the Bible says. There's verses missing. Did you ever see that? There's actual verses missing. My, you know, it was wonderful what a brother said about William Tyndale this morning. And I studied a lot about William Tyndale many years ago and even was at the place where they burnt him over in England. John Noble took me that once. And you know, Brother Gary said this morning, he lost all the writings and everything. And he rewrote them all. He rewrote them all again. Same thing happened with Luther. He lost everything. And he redone it all again. That's a spirit of committal. That's a spirit of stickability. Do you hear me? There's something about keeping at it. Amen. Keeping at it. Let's stand our feet tonight. Praise God. We're going to pray. I'm not going to call nobody forward or anything. We're going to pray and God can touch you where you are. Do you believe that tonight? People's been healed before starting where they are. The Lord does it. God is able. Do you believe that tonight? Let's bow our heads and close your eyes this evening and those that's listening in. Maybe you're sick tonight. You're afflicted tonight. maybe you have some condition tonight or need a miracle. I want you to put your hand on your affliction, wherever it is in your body. Put your hand on it right now by faith and believe God. That God will touch you this evening. Those listening in, put your hand wherever you're sore or afflicted this evening. God can heal you right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're not some dead carved out image or a statue in some graveyard, but you're the living Savior, living sacrifice. The tomb is empty and Christ is risen. Lord, for 40 days you showed yourself alive by many infallible proofs, and then when the day of Pentecost came, the Holy Ghost was poured out. Even Paul met the pillar of fire, Jesus Christ, on the road to Damascus. And he was changed and delivered. Lord, I've tried to bring your word tonight. You're the healer. I'm the representative. But Lord, as I represent you, surely I'm believing you represent me. And I'm praying tonight for the hands that's laid on the wrist, on the back, on the stomach, on the hip, on the leg. May they be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask for healing.
Amen.
Healing, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Heal that brother, heal that sister, heal that boy, heal that girl. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against the spirit of infirmity.
Amen.
Lord, you said, I beloved, we should above all things,
yes,
that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul does prosper. Lord, touch people tonight in this service. We know you're alive. Confirm your word with signs and with wonders and with divers miracles. In the name of thy holy child, Jesus, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want you to do the thing you couldn't do before. And I'm telling you, see, this morning, this left knee, boys, it was sore. I was limping down the back, limping up to here, and everything. And then this evening, still sore, sore, sore. And then someone said to me, go upstairs and pray. And I'm up praying and getting ready for the service tonight, and everything at all prepared to preach changed. And the knee feels all right now. Praise God. God's real. God is real. You that's listening in tonight, believe the Lord's touched you. If you're not saved, call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord will save you right now. Right now. Praise God. A brother's going to come, and we're going to worship the Lord Wednesday night. We'll be here at 7:30. Prayer and Bible study next Sunday morning. Brother Mark will be preaching the word of God, and then next Sunday evening I'll be back. But our brother Davey McConville will be coming to preach first. We enjoyed him with a wonderful testimony the last time. Maybe he'd bring somebody with him, I don't know, to testify this time. He might, you know. He could surprise us all. But pray for their services. Pray for the meetings. Amen. God bless you, Brother Gary. God bless each one.
Amen. Praise God. Let us sing that hymn, He Healeth Me, of Blessed Truth. us this evening. I think just one more little words perhaps before we leave, and then we'll close in prayer. So I'll ask our brother Mark this evening if he'll close in prayer. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Praise God. Sing the glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad.